Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Lawmakers advance bill to target businesses tied to foreign adversaries. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Wyoming legislators are pushing a bill that targets businesses owned by foreign adversaries, allowing the state's Secretary of State to dissolve them. Cowboy State Daily reported that the bill, unanimously advanced by the Corporations, Elections, and Political Subdivisions Committee, is part of efforts to prevent adversaries from operating in Wyoming. Secretary of State Chuck Gray supports the bill, referencing his office's prior actions against suspected North Korean businesses. While federal input from the U.S. Secretary of Commerce will help identify adversaries, Wyoming officials stress the need for a state-led effort to regulate business registrations and fight fraud. Wyoming backs Utah's federal public lands claim before Supreme Court. Governor Mark Gordon announced Wyoming's support for Utah in its federal public lands case with the Supreme Court filing. According to a press release from the governor's office, Wyoming, alongside Idaho and Alaska, argues that federal land ownership hinders Western states' ability to manage local land use. Gordon emphasized the importance of states having control over their lands, citing the loss of multiple-use land management due to federal policies. Wyoming's amicus brief urges recognition of state authority over unappropriated lands within their borders. Grizzly 399 killed in accident near Jackson. Grizzly 399, the famed 28-year-old bear, was struck and killed by a vehicle Tuesday night near Snake River Canyon. According to Wyofile, the motorist was traveling around 55 miles per hour, the posted speed limit, when the bear entered the roadway. Lincoln County Sheriff's Patrol, Lieutenant John Stetzenbach, confirmed the accident was unavoidable, with no speeding or carelessness involved. The bear's death has drawn significant public attention, but the driver will not face charges. Authorities are working to protect the motorist's identity due to concerns about potential harassment. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.